Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hi, I'm Carrie Samuels, your intuitive counselor and happiness coach with your October forecast. And we have very sweet energy this month. The themes this month are love, beauty, and balance. We are in the sun sign of Libra until October 23rd, and Libra is all about love and relationships. Now, you probably know the symbol for Libra, which is the scales. So people sometimes think that means you're inherently balanced because there's scales there. But what this really is that Libra is very much about pleasing other people. Libra is such a beautiful sign that loves to make other people feel happy and beautiful and loved. So sometimes that can lead to bringing you off balance. If you're very focused on pleasing other people, making other people happy, you can forget what you really want and need. So you're going to be learning a lot this month about balance, bringing back into balance what you need in relation to what other people need, what makes you happy in relation to what other people makes other people happy. So relationships are really going to be highlighted all month in a very, very big way. So even after we are out of the sun sign in Libra, October 23rd, we move into Scorpio, which is also a sign very much focused on relationships. So whereas Libra teaches you how to have pleasant, harmony, balance type of relationships that are beautiful, Scorpio comes along, dun-dun-dun-dun, and deepens everything. Because Scorpio is all about depth and merging, really becoming one. Scorpio goes beneath the surface, so it also helps you purge some emotional wounds and limitations and the shadow parts of yourself that you've been hiding and burying that keep you from being intimate with other people, that keep you from really knowing the depths of your soul. Scorpio is very psychic and it's very sexy. So we actually have this Scorpio energy really magnified for a whole other year because Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion, goes into Scorpio October 10th for a whole year. Now, we actually had a year of Jupiter in Libra until the 10th of this month. So we've been learning that a lot about balance, especially since this is a 1 year, this expansion of how you maintain your equilibrium in relationships. That was a theme while Jupiter was in Libra for a whole year. And in this one personal year of 2017, where you learned and are still learning how to put yourself first and how to make your happiness number one priority, you know, those lessons are really shining bright for you. So as Jupiter moves into Scorpio for a whole year, now this is affecting everyone. Jupiter is a social planet. So our society at large is learning how to really connect and be at one with others. And you see all this like tension in the world right now where we're all like, we're number one. No, we're number one. No, I'm number one and you're number two and you don't get out or whatever. So what Jupiter in Scorpio is hopefully teaching us all personally and collectively is that we can deepen our relationships with other people. We can have a sense of closeness and unity with other people without losing ourselves. So Scorpio really heals. It goes deep within. Scorpio is a planet that goes deep beneath the surface. So we're all going to go deep beneath the surface to uncover and reveal all those parts of ourselves, those limitations, those blocks that are keeping us from opening our hearts to other people and to what truly nourishes our soul, so that those can be released and healed and transformed once again. So that whole year cycle begins on the 10th of this month. Now, you'll see relationships are very much a theme this month, and again, continuing for a whole other year, very deepened. So this month, we start with an incredible full moon on the 5th, again highlighting relationships, because the sun is going to be in Libra and the moon is in Aries. So whenever we have a full moon, it brings everything to light. It brings light to our consciousness. And so the sun is directly opposing the moon in a full moon. So this is why there's kind of this emotional tension and emotional release during full moons, because it brings things to light in a way, whatever is being opposed, your sun being your conscious life and your moon being your emotions and your inner life. And like, how are these two opposing each other somehow? Where is their tension? So with our sun in Libra, now Libra is very other person oriented, and our moon in Aries, which is very self person oriented, not selfish, but self-preserving and self-promoting in a way. So what is this tension in your life between how you please other people and where you have your own needs? Now that's going to be brought to light on the 5th when we have our full moon, and of course all month afterwards, especially with these themes being highlighted all month. Now on that full moon, for the first time this year, Venus and Mars, the feminine and masculine planets, the lovers of the zodiac, are going to be in the same sign for the first time all year. They're going to be in Virgo, which is all about discrimination. So this is very much about how you bring these parts of yourself together, how you bring these opposing forces together so you can have more intimacy in your life, so you can be more connected to your inner life and your soul, so that you can open your heart more and deepen your relationship to other people. Now, of course, as usual, this energy is being reflected and amplified with our numerology, because October 2017 is an 11 universal month. Now, 11 also deepens your psychic awareness. 11 is a very high vibration. It's a master number. It's that conduit between spirit and matter, and it raises your vibration. It brings more light into your consciousness so that you can heal those parts of yourself that are limiting you, and you can be more connected to all there is. So it's very psychic, but it also really highlights relationships as well, because 11 reduces to 2. And if you look at it, in addition to the sacred geometry of that pillar of light, it's also two individual ones that are standing side by side in their own power, in their own integrity. Now, these ones, you don't find one leaning toward the other, because that disrupts the balance, that it disrupts the equilibrium of the sacred geometry. So what the 11 teaches you in its beautiful master number way is how to maintain your own integrity, how to maintain your center as you relate to other people. And the way to have more harmony and balance in your relationships is by maintaining your center, is by maintaining your integrity, what you know is right for you, standing your ground, standing in your truth, shining your light, being grounded. So these are the lessons that we're learning all month long. So I have 3 action steps that you can take to really benefit from this energy, to really have more harmony and equilibrium and balance in your life. So first of all, the very first thing, so important, is to know what you want and need and act on it. So how often, when you're thinking of what to do or making choices about what to do, do you only focus on what other people want and expect of you and how your actions are going to affect everybody else? Now think about that. What does that do to you if you're like, well, if I do this, then they're going to think I'm this, or if I don't do this and they're going to be disappointed in me, or this is the right thing for me to do as a family member, I'm supposed to show up to this because of whatever. And what does that do that throws you completely off balance? You are no longer knowing or thinking or recognizing what you want and what you need. So it's really important as you're going through this, especially while we're in Libra, which kind of pulls you into that people-pleasing mode a little bit. As we're in this energy, for you to totally be centered, and focus on what you want and need, what is best for you, not thinking about how it's going to affect everybody else or what is expected of you, for you to totally and completely tune in to what is right for you and then act on it, which brings us to number two, stand your ground. So there are going to be situations and circumstances this month especially, but moving forward throughout your life, and you're learning this very deeply right now, where someone's going to ask something of you that doesn't feel right. Oh, come to this at this time, even though you have a million things to do. Like, this is a family obligation. This is a friend obligation. This is like what's expected of you. This is something that if you didn't do it, it would make you look like a bad person, or your boss will get mad at you, or whatever it is. Now, this isn't to say that you shouldn't do your job or you shouldn't do your work, but if it's something that really feels wrong to you, if someone's asking something of you that makes you feel off and feels beyond what will benefit you, you have to be very true to yourself and stand your ground and state your case and make decisions based on what will benefit your well-being, what is right for you. Because every time you give in to someone else based on what they want from you rather than what you want from you, every single time you do that, you are giving away a part of yourself. And you are throwing off the equilibrium of your inner life and even your karma. 11 in numerology is the number of karma. In the tarot, it's the Justice card, which is karma, the Lord of Karma. So every time you voluntarily give away a piece of yourself that you would rather have, your time, your energy, your money, whatever it is, your space, your physical space, whatever that is that you're voluntarily giving away, you are tipping your scales of karma. You're skipping, you're tilting your equilibrium, and that's throwing you off. So it's really important that you pay attention to what keeps you centered and what feels right for you so that you can tip the scales back into your equilibrium. Boy, can I not emphasize this enough. This is a life lesson for all empaths. And again, this is a really potent month to learn it. So I encourage you to do so. Stand your ground. And you know what? When you do that, it benefits yourself and everyone involved. And the thing is, if you do that, then you don't have to learn that karmic lesson in another situation moving forward. So best do it now, right? So that brings me to the third thing, is take care of your well-being. So last month was a one universal month in a one universal year. It was go time, especially after Mercury went direct. Oh my goodness. Go, go, go. It was so fast. So thankfully, the number two always comes after the number one, and two brings more balance and equilibrium and harmony. But you have to remember to do that. Remember, we have no personal retrograde planets now until November 14th. So there is this free and clear period where there is a lot of momentum to do things and launch things and start things and get things done and be productive, which is wonderful. And you have to remember the balance of productivity and play, work and rest, logic and intuition, you're balancing the body and the mind. So you have to do things for your body this month. You have to do things to restore yourself. This is a very, very important lesson this month, that no matter how much momentum moving forward there can be and is for you, that you take the time to nurture your well-being, that you take the time to take care of your body, to exercise, to eat right, to play, to recreate. So all of these things are going to restore equilibrium in your life. And when you are balanced and you are centered within yourself, that is when you can beautifully and joyfully relate to other people. So I hope that what I've shared with you today brings you so much joy and love and happiness and balance and beauty and all good things. May you be showered with blessings. I love you so much. I wish you lots of love. Bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.